Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet.
I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs, once again coming to you from seclusion, but always ready to pray for you. And so if you have a prayer request today, we want to pray for you. That's what the show is all about, lifting up your needs before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. prayer@yeshome.com. Call or text to 419-389-0893 or email or text to prayer@yeshome.com. So we can pray for you today. Whatever that need is. It could be something small. It could be something big. It doesn't matter. God says we're to bring every part of our life to Him. The big and the small. So let's bring it all before Him. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information unless, you know, occasionally people specifically ask us to, but unless you would specifically ask us to, we never give it out. So don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. If you have a concern, you may think, oh, it's too personal to share. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. Just let us know what that need is. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to pray for you. 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we can be here together. Lord, that we can come together to pray for one another, to encourage one another, to help one another. Lord, we pray that you will touch the lives of each person that calls in today. Lord, that they will be impacted by you, strengthened by you, helped by you. Lord, we pray that you will move with power and might in their lives, Lord, and they will experience the fullness of your grace and mercy. And Lord, as you meet and fulfill all their needs, Lord, that they will be strengthened in faith, that their lives would reflect your glory, Lord, and that you would be exalted in all things. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get to our prayers, we always like to get into the Word of God. And we've been looking in the book of Revelation at the topic of heaven, not just in Revelation, but we've been talking about heaven this week. And actually started last week. And thinking about where our ultimate home is, our ultimate place will be, and the time that we have in heaven, and what heaven's going to be like. And just to kind of encourage you this week, the last couple of weeks, lots going on in the world, and we felt like we need a word of encouragement, a word of hope. And it's good to be reminded of our eternal destiny, that all the craziness of the world will one day pass, and we will get to be with our Lord and Savior in eternity, in a place of not just perfection, but of absolute joy and peace and delight. And, you know, every time the Bible paints a picture of heaven, it's just filled with this hope and this joy and this eager anticipation of what this is going to be like. And John received perhaps the fullest revelation of what heaven would look like. And we've been looking at his account in Revelation 21 and 22, and we're up to chapter 22 today. And so what we have seen is this vision that he's had of the bride of Christ. And it's the bride of Christ is, of course, the church, and it's symbolized by the city of Jerusalem coming down, and it's this massive, massive city. It's 1,400 miles long, 1,400 miles wide, 1,400 miles high, the gates of the city. It just boggles the mind to see how huge this is, showing the completeness of God's people. And, you know, it's made of gold and all these precious jewels and how precious it is. And we've been looking at all of that. And now he's getting into what the actual city is like. And in Revelation 22, verse 1, he says, "And then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. And on each side of the river stood the tree of life,
bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. And the angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angels to show his servants the things that will soon take place." And so we've had this picture of the city. We've been talking about what it's like and all the nations. Yesterday we talked about all the nations coming, bringing their glory into the city. And now we have this picture of the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. So this massive, massive city, and there's this main street. And this is how cities in the ancient world were often laid out, is there would be one main street, you know, that would often lead to the temple or maybe the king's palace, but it would be the main thoroughfare throughout the city. And so here we have this thoroughfare leading up to the throne of God, and from there a river is flowing down this great street in the middle of it. And it's the river of the water of life, which Jesus talked about often, right? He said, "I'm the water of life." We think of the woman at the well when he had his encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well, and how he said he would give her water, the water of life, that she would never thirst again. And here we see it portrayed, that this water of eternal life flowing through, that we would never thirst. It's this constant flowing, symbolizing the constant life, the eternal life that we'll have in the Lord. And on each side of the river stood the tree of life, right? So there's multiple, not just one. But notice, you know, in the Garden of Eden, we had the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they had a choice to eat from those trees. And Adam and Eve chose to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life, and that brought the curse and death. But in heaven, there is no tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's only the tree of life. There's no tree of curse. We've been redeemed from the choice, and now there's just the opportunity for life. And so this tree of life sits on either side of the river. And it says, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. And remember, we talked about nations being not, don't think of nations as like America, Japan, Germany. It's not like that. The nations are the people, right? They're people groups. It's the healing of the people. All the different people groups of the world that will be represented in heaven. And we're told that every people group in all the world will be represented in heaven. And so these leaves, this fruit is for the healing of the nations. Every people group, every person is going to be healed. There will be no more curse, right? No longer will there be any curse. We'll be healed from all the effects of sin. And think about that for a minute. Now, the promise is these fruits will heal us from all the effects of sin. That means our wills will be perfected. They'll be healed so that they're no longer imperfect, so we're no longer capable of willing against God, but only for him. All the scars that we bear from sin, from the way people have hurt us, you know, we carry emotional scars and spiritual scars and sometimes even physical scars from the sin that we've endured in the world. All of that will be gone. All of that will be gone. We'll be completely healed from all of it. The things that pain us and disturb us in this life will be completely restored and healed. There will be nothing about our life, nothing about what we live right now that causes us pain or sorrow or grief or discomfort or shame. None of that will exist in heaven. All of it will be perfectly, holy, and completely healed. So that we are, you know, you think about when you get over
a cold. You get a cold, you know, and you're just sick for a few days, runny nose and stuff. But when you're healed, none of that remains. When you're healed, there's no more runny nose, there's no more sickness, there's no more tiredness. You're completely lost all those symptoms. And only then do we truly say we've healed. It's like we never had a cold at all. And that's the way it's going to be in heaven. The Bible talks about how in heaven the former things will never come to mind. One of the reasons they'll never come to mind is because we've been completely healed from them. Now, maybe you've broken a bone in the past. And bone healed up, right? You're okay. It's fine. But every once in a while, when it's like the day to day, it's kind of rainy, or gets a little cold, and you're like, oh, yeah, I got a little ache right there in that right leg where I broke it that time. Just a little reminder, oh, yeah, I broke it once. You know, functions fine, does fine, 99% of the time, don't even remember it. Every once in a while, though, the weather changes, and you're like, oh, yep, feeling that today. Just a little reminder, yeah, I broke that leg one time. But in heaven, there won't be even those little reminders. There will be even those little reminders. There will be no little residual pains that come back to us, no, however minor or little. Because there's a complete healing. The river flowing through, the river of life is nourishing these trees, the tree of life. And the tree of life is producing the fruit of life. And the fruit of life heals us from everything that hinders life. And remember, Jesus said, I have come not just that you may have life, but that you may have it to the full. I didn't just come to help you exist. I didn't just come to help you get. I came so that you may have life and have it to the full. And that's what these fruits are doing, these trees are doing, these leaves are doing. They are healing us to the full. Healing us to the full so that we will experience life to the full with nothing to hinder it. No pain, no sorrow, no grief, no regrets. All of that will be healed. The sin we've done to others, the sin that's been done to us, everything. And it's a wonderful picture, this healing. There's no longer any curse. No longer any curse. No longer any of this residual pain that we have. And so we'll be perfectly, joyfully, delightfully living like we never have. And because of that, it says the throne of the God of the Lamb will be in the city and his servants will serve him. Because of that, we'll be able to serve God fully with open hearts, without reservation, without hesitancy. We will be what we were always created to be. God's people, delighting in him and he delighting in us. It says they will see his face and his name will be on their foreheads, right? Again, it's that immediacy. We'll be right there in the presence of God. We won't have to imagine what God is like or think about what God is like. We're right there in his presence, experiencing him in all his fullness, delighting in him. Not veiled, not through priests, not through temple rites, not through religious rites, not through anything, not mediated through anything, but there right in the midst, right in the immediate presence of God. We will see his face and his name will be upon our forehead. So we belong to him, right? We're his. We belong to him. We are his. And he will be our God as we are his people perfectly, perfectly. We'll finish up tomorrow looking at the rest of this picture. But just think about this. That one of the promises of heaven is a fully healed life. Fully healed from all pain, all sorrow, all grief, all struggles, all shame, all guilt. All of it gone. And not just papered over, but just gone.
never to be brought to mind again. Because he has given us the tree of life for the healing of the nations. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893. And have a request in. This is for young man who's actually, probably be going in surgery right about now, who's suffering from spina bifida and several other issues and is having surgery on his spine, back surgery today. And so asking for prayer for him, obviously a very major surgery. Lord, we lift up this young man who's having surgery today, and Lord, we pray for your healing hand to be upon him. Lord, we pray, first of all, for strength that he can endure the surgery. Lord, we pray that he will make it through. We pray for the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, for everyone who is a part of this team. Lord, that you would use the healing gifts that you have given them as you work through them to bring healing to him. Lord, we pray that they are able to address the issues with his spine, that they're able to straighten it out and do what they need to do to help him and to bring healing to him. We pray for his recovery, Lord. We pray that you would speed that recovery along. We pray that you would minimize the pain that he'll be in, that you would ease that. Pray for a speedy recovery, a full recovery for him. Lord, we pray for the family, mom and dad, and just pray that they have no anxiety, no fear, no worry. Lord, that your hand of peace would be upon them. Lord, that they would just be overcome by your peace. They would be overcome by your love, your mercy, your grace. Lord, that they would just rest in that, and Lord, that you would encourage them with that through this day. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And one other for someone whose daughter is just suffering a little bit right now, about a cold, and just praying for her healing. Lord, we do pray for this young girl, pray for her healing. Pray you just touch her, heal her, allow her to get over this. It's not be any more serious than just a summer cold. And Lord, that they would, she would bounce back quickly from this and not suffer any further from it. And we pray for just her total healing, Lord. We ask this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you ever have a prayer request throughout the day, you can always call our studio, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 419-240-1937. There's folks there who will be happy to pray with you. You can email or text your prayer request to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com, and we'll always pray for those on the next Prayer Closet. Or you can go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the Chat Now button, and you can get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so anytime that you need to be contacted with anyone, you can do so. All right, and I'm being told I'm just getting emailed a prayer request, so let me refresh my browser here so we make sure we get that. We've got another prayer request coming through.
Sorry, Tommy, it did bounce back. So if you log into the ZipWhip, you'll see it on the studio ZipWhip.
No, could you just tell me, just read it generally for me, and
okay,
then we pray for it?
Yeah. Great message. Can you please pray for the situation we are in? Our church has taken a very progressive approach to the climate around BLM and COVID-19. They have also swept some things under the rug that ended up with our head pastor stepping down. Now, myself and several other men at the church have been talking and are wondering if we don't leave the church, actually men and women in volunteer leadership positions. We and several men in volunteer leadership roles are going to meet with pastors to discuss this, but I felt this press on my heart that something has changed in the church over the past year. So prayers for discernment, our church leadership, and the situation that has presented on my family.
Okay. Thank you. Lord, we do lift this church up to you, and Lord, we pray for discerning hearts all around. Lord, we pray for wise hearts all around, gracious hearts all around.
Lord, obviously some concerns that are going on here with Pastor having to step down, other issues that are going on here. You know those issues, Lord. You know what is there. Lord, we pray that you would show them the way that they need to go forward, to be the church that you want them to be and have called them to be. Lord, give them wisdom and courage to know that course and to take that course, that they would have the faith to trust in you and listen to you. Lord, if there are changes that need to be made, that they would change those things. If there are things that need to be restored, they would be restored. Things that need to be removed, they'd be removed. And Lord, we pray that you would, but also bring about a spirit of both unity among the people and a spirit of desire to be faithful to you in all things. And Lord, we pray that that you would work through this, and that even though there's concern now, we pray that a year from now they'll be looking back and saying, yes, this was a great moment in our church because God began a real work of revival among us and a work of renewal among us. And so, Lord, we pray that you would take this moment and use it for your good, for their good and your glory, to restore and renew this church. And, Lord, to make sure that they're on the right course. And we pray for this meeting that's coming up. Lord, we pray that it would that you would give wisdom to all who are a part of it, discernment to all who are a part of it, that they would make, they would be prayed up and ready for this, and ready for the work that you're going to be doing, that they would bathe the matter in prayer. And, Lord, that they would be led by you to the right course of action. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you, Jeff. Let's get in the prayer closet. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, once again. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.